on 102.9.
It is 8:18. Thank you so much for choosing Fresh Breakfast with the NSK and Shaquan. We checked out Irish Star with Rush and now Jeremiah and YG with Don't Tell Him. Tell you what, someone did tell us something. And we're going to reveal it right now.
No, listen.
Yeah.
It went over my head.
But you got it now. You got it. Okay, snap.
Yep.
And that was me the whole week. Things would just go over my head when you said something yesterday. Anyhow, what would Shay do? We do this every Friday, around about this time.
The pressure.
We really invite you, whatever it is that you're experiencing throughout the week, or just in your life, not even throughout the week, just
in your life. Yes,
okay,
yes.
Whatever it is that you're experiencing, and you perhaps value Shaquan's perspective of on life. We really ask you, humbly ask you to submit your situation to us. Okay, you can do it via WhatsApp. You can SMS us. There are many anonymous ways that you can go about it. And what we do is we bring it to Shaquan. Shaquan reads it, or we bring it to Shaquan, and she applies her mind to it, and she, divulges her advice. Now, the situation that we have on our hands here reads as follows: Hi, Shaquan. I really value your opinion, and I hope you can help me with my situation that is weighing very heavy on my heart. I've been dating someone for a while now, and we really get along very well, and have the same goals and values and want the same things, but he does some things that really hurt my feelings. He has this bad habit of ghosting me. And never takes accountability for hurting my feelings. So many other things have happened that make me feel bad and leave me questioning myself. I don't know what to do, but my gut feeling is telling me to leave and not allow disrespect like that. Please advise me on what to do. Would you stick around and ride for him or let him go? So many things are going well. They have the same values, the same goals. They've been dating for a while. We don't know exactly what a while is, but they've been dating for a while.
A while could be 2 weeks.
Could be two
I'm
weeks.
Just being
could,
silly.
could be a
couple
year.
Of months.
Yeah.
Yes.
But he has a couple of bad habits, and one of the bad habits that she specifically mentioned here is ghosting. Which is not replying, not saying anything. And ghosting can be anything between a day and a week or more. Jeez, my goodness. And this is someone that you're dating.
Yeah.
So, Shaquan, you're going to apply your mind to this.
Mm.
And you're going to help us with your thoughts when we get back.
Yes.
All right, cool. Stick around. This is Namibia's Heart and Soul.
On average, we make 35,000 choices every single day.
It's 8:34. Thank you so much for choosing us. This is Fresh Breakfast with NSK and Shaquan. We checked out Kendrick Lamar with, Don't Kill My Vibe, Please. The man has a whole new album out, by the way, which is not even new now because it's been out for some time. Also, we checked out Mr. GMP, who also has new music out, but this is the song. This is the song that brought everyone together at Seminema Stadium for that Millie concert, Chelete. It's 8:35, Jacob's Coffee Time, but it is also time for Shaquan to tell us what her thoughts are on the situation that we presented. If you missed it, well, we got you. What would Shay do comes to you every single Friday. And around this time, we just put something on Shaquan's desk. Yeah.
Your voice. It's like you're just in a lot of pressure.
In what sense? Oh, in pressure of replying to this
now. Yeah. Like, I'm just kidding.
We bring something to her attention. And when we do that, the something that we're talking about is something that you share with us in confidence, okay? You share this something in confidence with us, a bit of a life problem, a situation, not limited to relationship. It could be finance. It could be anything that you're struggling with.
Yeah.
And you just need to share Kwan's perspective. We got an entry, actually a couple of entries, but this is the one that was really most heartfelt. And this one reads, Hi, Shaquan. I really value your opinion, and I hope you can help me with my situation that is weighing my very heavy on my heart, pardon me. I've been dating someone for a while now, and we really get along very well and have the same goals and values and want the same things. But he does some things that really hurt my feelings. He has this bad habit of ghosting me and never takes accountability for hurting my feelings. So many other things have happened that make me feel bad and leave me questioning myself. I don't know what to do, but my gut feeling is telling me to leave and not allowing disrespect like that. Please advise on what I should do. Would you stick around, Shekwan, or would you ride for him or let him go? Shekwan, let's hear from you.
Yo. Where do I start? Okay. This is a little bit of a tough one, man.
Yeah.
Tough one in the sense that, you know, loving or being in love with someone and you know, ultimately them not treating you as you deserve, or them treating you in some, you know, type of ill manner, or probably in some malicious way, whatever it is, but just in a way that obviously doesn't protect you, doesn't make you feel like you're being respected, and you feel disrespected, they're disregarding your feelings and so forth. Like, it's not a nice position to be in, because at the end of the day, you have feelings for said person.
Yeah.
You obviously want, you know, certain things to work out in a certain way with this person, and with them not bringing their part, or them just feeling like you don't matter to them, that's not a nice feeling to be in. And I don't even understand why grown folks ghost people. It's just so weird. It's wild.
Yeah.
Because for me, I'm very big on communication. I'm very big on, regardless of how I feel about you, if you are man enough, grown enough to have a conversation with me to let me know that, girl, like, it's a little bit of a rap. I will respect that. Regardless of how I still love you and I still want to be with you, whatever it is. So I don't understand how we as grown folks don't have those conversations, and we just let things linger on. It's one of those situations where you people don't even break up anymore. People just let you kind of figure it out that this person is long gone, and whatever it is, you know. So I read, there was a conversation trending on Twitter not so long ago, where a lot of women were calling out men for not ending relationships. And a gentleman came into the conversation and shared that one of the reasons why my gender doesn't end relationships is because we love to leave open doors everywhere. So I'm with you, yes, and maybe something happens in the relationship and I may be just distracted by someone else or something else, and I give a lot of attention to that, and I sort of, you know, kind of leave you at the back burner. Doesn't mean that I don't want to come back to you. So I'm not letting you know what it is. Very mature if you ask me, but I'm letting, I'm leaving you there kind of just hoping that I'm going to come back. And so that when I do come back, the door is still going to be open, because I mean, I didn't break up with you, right? I was just going through stuff. Do you know how that goes? But here's the thing that I needed to, that I really need to remind you in this moment. And I think this was one of the ways that I also in some way took my power back in terms of relationships. Happy and healthy relationships are based on two parties being open with one another, being honest with one another, there being enough respect or mutual respect between both people, and trust. And this obviously for me sounds like a situation that would be very hard to understand and really deal with and navigate through if you are dealing with someone who is clearly emotionally unavailable. The one thing that I also realized early on was the fact that there's a huge difference between someone someone wanting to really be with you and someone wanting to be with the idea of you.
Being with you, yeah.
You find a lot of men, unfortunately, who like to brag about the fact that I was with who and who and who, or whatever it is, you know? But also, they're not willing, because it's not coming from a genuine place. They're not going to put in forth the effort to really be with you, to claim you, to keep you, and all of that. So my question to you is, why are you still... I understand it's a very hard situation, but ask yourself honestly, why am I still holding on to a man who is who is emotionally unavailable to me? Because NSK, picture this. You are dating someone, and for days on end, you can't reach this person.
Yeah.
You don't know whether they're still alive. You don't, because you know, well, the thing is like when you're used to speaking to someone every day, and then there's that little gap where the person is not available to you, they're not even replying to you on time, or whatever it is. Some of us go into panic mode. Now I'm just thinking of the worst. I'm, yeah. You know, like, did he get into an car accident? God forbid, whatever it is, what happened to him? Is he okay? Is he whatever, you know? So for days on end, I'm looking for you and you're unavailable. And then when you do come back, everything should go back to normal. You're disrespectful as hell. And that is the one thing that I can share with you as well. One of the many ways that I reclaimed my power was not by, it was by not allowing people to disrespect me.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I don't think this is the way that you would want to start off a new year. It's a new chapter. This is like you starting on a, starting off on a clean slate, you know? Yeah. Understand we're in the era of new year, more me, whatever it is. Maybe this should be a little bit of, you know, more you.
Yeah.
Have a little bit of time to yourself to really, you know, have conversations, or honest, very candid conversations with yourself as to whether this relationship is really serving you.
Yeah, yeah.
Understand that there will always be ups and downs when it comes to a relationship, but you also need to understand that your relationships impact so many different aspects of your,
life as well.
You can't be productive as at work. You can't, you're not concentrating or focused on your job, whatever it is, because you're worried about a Jonathan, a Nathan, just, you know, as an example, you know? So someone once told me this, actually, and this really helped me. It was funny, but it helped me get out of a situation similar to this one, where someone told me that when someone ghosts you, respect the dead and let them be. So in life, when we bury our loved ones, we don't go back and dig them up again because we miss them. Do you know what I mean? So if you ghost me, that means that you don't love me, you don't value me, you have no business being in my space.
Yeah.
Another thing that I also, maybe this could apply to someone else who's also listening, maybe this is not your situation, but we're in the habit of accepting breadcrumbs. So ask yourself, why are you accepting the bare minimum? You find yourself that if you don't call, they don't call. If you don't text, they don't text. Or like if you don't put in the effort, initiative, whatever it is, nothing is going to happen in the relationship. So why are you accepting breadcrumbs? Are you a bird? Of course not. You're a queen on your throne. So act like it. What I would also advise you to do practically is to write down all the things that you need from a partner. Whatever your belief is. Like for me, I'm big on God. So when I wrote down a prayer that I wrote like a couple of years ago for my future husband, I wrote that down with Jesus by my side, I felt like. But it's like things that I know that if I'm to find my husband, I know that God is going to co-sign that for me. That this is definitely what Shekwan needs in a man, you know? So do a relationship audit by being honest with yourself and write down the good and the bad that has happened in the relationship.
Yeah.
And if the good outweighs the bad, then maybe you just want to stick around. But I would say that if the bad outweighs the good in the relationship, then that's maybe the sign that you needed today that you definitely need to walk away from. Because I would assume that if someone does something like that to you, you've probably spoken on this issue over and over again.
Yeah.
So ask yourself, how many times do you want to keep addressing the very same thing? Not even just that. Make a decision that is good for you.